And it's time for our monthly visit with the Community Foundation of Lorain County, spotlighting them, and with Laura Malone from the Community Foundation, peoplewhocare.org, joins us. Hi, how are you doing, Laura?
Hey, doing well, Bruce. How about you?
Great. What are we, about 2 months away from your Connect to a Cause?
Connect to a Cause is September 16th. We're just beginning to do our ramp up with our 65 different organizations to help them begin their marketing efforts. You may recall last year we had our inaugural event and raised $148,000 plus a $40,000 match from our board. This year, we're hoping to surpass that. We've set a $250,000 goal, and that is in support of 65 different nonprofit organizations. We also this year have, at this point currently, a $42,000 match that is happening, and that is in conjunction with the Community Foundation Board, as well as our Connect to a Cause Business Champions, which are 21 different businesses that have all contributed $1,000 each to participate in that donation match pool. So the organizations that are participating in Connect to a Cause will have the money that they raise directly through that 12-day crowdfunding event, and then that $42,000, that is the combination of the board and the business champions, will be prorated and allocated proportionately among those 65 participants. So last year, that equated to about a 15% increase in fundraising efforts.
All right. And this year, though, you're going to be in person somewhat, right? Is there going to be connection as an event for that?
Yeah, this is still going to be primarily an online fundraising event. Okay. Similar to last year, we're going to have everything streaming live on Facebook. We are going to be doing a couple in-person visits at select venues, and those are still in the process. I don't know for certain what locations we will be at just yet through the course of the day. I believe it is our intention, like last year, to finish off at our local office here in Elyria. Last year we did Puppies on the Patio with the APL, and I think we're looking to do something similar like that this coming September, with having something that is, you know, fun with, you know, playing with the different animals from the APL as a way to wrap things up. But we're looking forward to, you know, really working with the community to raise as much money as we can during that 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. window on September 16th to help those 65 different nonprofit organizations that all do amazing work in Lorain County. And folks can find out more on our website at peoplewhocare.org. It is under our initiatives tab at the very top, Connect to a Cause 2021.
I also see, looking through your site as well as your Facebook notes, that you have a nonprofit succession planning webinar coming up in August. Explain what that means and what's it about.
Yeah, so this is one of our events that we do in conjunction with Business Volunteers Unlimited. And a lot of times, you know, a lot of different nonprofits, the key executives are so busy doing the work of the nonprofit that they don't always plan for what happens after their tenure ends, or if something should happen with them unexpectedly. So this is geared to help those nonprofits look at, you know, helping to prepare for those transitions, so that the executive directors can, you know, make that transition when they're ready to make that transition. They're not feeling like they're tied to the nonprofit, but also to, you know, in a worst-case scenario, you know, I'll put a positive spin on it. If there's an executive director that wakes up rich one day and decides to move to Hawaii, that they're not, you know, necessarily leaving their nonprofit in the lurch, and there's a plan in place for, you know, the nonprofit to continue on after that executive director leaves the organization.
Yeah. And I guess, depending also the size of the nonprofit, sometimes the nonprofit is that person. They're the ones who had the passion to begin with. They started it. They had the...
Exactly.
It's all... They know where everything is, but if someone else has to take over, they need to make sure that the actual nonprofit survives beyond the individual who was kind of planning it and the force behind it.
That's exactly right. There are a lot of smaller nonprofits where, you know, that executive director is chief cook and bottle washer, and it was their initial brainchild to begin with. And there's a lot of emotion tied to that, and it is almost like, you know, giving up your firstborn. So, you know, how they can go ahead to make sure that, you know, their baby continues to have a successful upbringing, you know, while they step away and continue to have that organization thrive and succeed.
Yep. Laura Malone joining us from the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Let's talk about something new you have called Lorain County Scholars Connect. What is that?
Yes, this is a new project that we just recently kicked off. This is meant to be a collaborative effort for business professionals, community volunteers, and other educators to give back to the community by offering mentorship and advice to those just starting their career journey. Likewise, you know, it's open for those that are mentees that are in college, you know, just graduating from college, looking to establish their career, further their career, to be able to also join and connect those two pieces of the puzzle together. So we are actively seeking. If you look on our website, peoplewhocare.org, under the Lorain County Scholars Network, which is under one of our other initiatives, you'll see the ability for folks to sign up as either a mentor or a mentee, depending on where they are in their career process. And we'd love to have that that bandwidth grow within that framework so that we can create a thriving opportunity for Lorain County scholars to really begin to establish a foothold that will keep them in Lorain County or coming back to Lorain County after their college careers have ended, because they've already started to create those pathways, those networks that are so important to career success. And we know there's a lot of professionals that like to be able to give back. They like to be able to mentor. They like to be able to, you know, share their immense amount of expertise and knowledge with the younger generation. So it's a great opportunity for those parties to all collaborate together.
Is this similar to like an alumni network that you see through, or is it more broad? Explain that maybe if you could just.
Yeah, I would say it's similar to an alumni network, but it is more broad. You know, it's not exclusive to any particular college or university. You know, the main focus is that there is that Lorain County connection. Okay. So, you know, I think we have started to fuel it with a number of the students that have received scholarships through Lorain County, through the Community Foundation in the past. But not all of them have to be tied into the scholarship program here at Community Foundation. They can come from any college, any university, any trade school, so long as they have that Lorain County connection that they want to continue to maintain and grow with the hopes that they can come back to their community and be a community leader.
That seems to broaden a little bit of what you do at the Community Foundation, which we always think of sort of an endowment or an organization and funds. This is more like people resources, I guess.
Exactly, exactly. So there's a lot of discussion about, you know, successful giving being not just treasure and dollars, but time and talent. So this is a great way to be able to work on some of those other facets of giving and coordinating that collaboration between, you know, the time of the professionals, you know, of those community leaders, helping to nurture the talent of that younger generation.
That's good. We're talking today with Laura Malone from Community Foundation Lorain County. Any fun stories or things you've been doing recently that you want to share, or things that maybe come to mind that you think is a good news that came out of the Community Foundation recently?
You know, I'd say an interesting thing that we have going on right now, which is new, is, and this focuses specifically on the Lorain area, is we are collaborating with a nonprofit that is called In Our Backyard, IOBY. And IOBY helps to fund individuals that don't have nonprofits but are still trying to do good work in their community. So what we have done is we have created a $5,000 matching pool to go to IOBY for those community participants that are doing projects in the city of Lorain. We do hope to maybe expand that pool down the line, but right now we're starting with Lorain. So if you have folks in the city of Lorain that have community projects that they work on, that want to be able to do something good to help their community, but don't have the bandwidth to create a nonprofit, or the need might not be significant enough to create a nonprofit, them submitting their request to IOBY can be a great way to help them get a little bit of funding to help them carry through those projects. And more on that can be found at our website at peoplewhocare.org, also under initiatives under In Our Backyard.
That sounds great. A lot of people are doing an effort, and they realize if they get noticed or if there's somebody who says, well, we have a little bit of something to seed start what you're doing, it can kind of even, you know, grow from that. So that's where it all, I guess, it starts. It's kind of a neat way to do it and sort of on a smaller scale. Laura, if people want to find out more about some of the other things that we've been doing or you've getting involved with, where's I guess the best place to go for that?
Yeah, so they can call me at 440-984-7390, or, of course, the best place to find out information is at our website, peoplewhocare.org. And if they're not already getting our newsletters on our homepage, there is the ability to subscribe for those newsletters. We have our general newsletter that comes out usually the fourth Thursday of every month, and then we also have specific newsletters for the professional advisory community for those that might consult or help donors with their philanthropic planning, their legal and tax planning with a philanthropic bend, where they can get professional information along those lines as well.
Sounds great. I know we're getting closer to that Connect to a Cause, a couple months away from that. I know we'll check in once again later in August as we get closer to it to talk more about what's happening with the Community Foundation. Laura, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Bruce. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Laura Malone from the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Again, peoplewhocare.org.